Welcome back to another episode of the Rebus and Butthead podcast. And in this episode, I am joined by my co-host, as always, Hussein, and we are going to discuss the recent hiring of the Jets' new offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. Hussein, how did it go down?
Well, I mean, according to the reporting, they've been trying to get Hackett for a few weeks now. He's been their number one target, but you take that with a grain of salt. Like, they always can say everyone's their number one target just when they hire a guy.
I think quote-unquote.
This timing is absolutely impeccable. We were supposed to do a, you know, Rodgers rumor mill roundup pod yesterday. We couldn't. So we're going to hopefully do it today, and now we get to just do this little two-in-one here because it's all the same topic, really.
Two birds with one stone. There were a lot of quotes that everyone came away with after the Pat McAfee show when Aaron Rodgers was on. So Hussein, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about what was said on that episode?
Because I hate myself and I have severe problems, I watched the entire Aaron Rodgers segment on the Pat McAfee show Tuesday. Here's basically what he said. I will be Aaron Rodgers is a very unpredictable human being, but I would be floored if he does not return to the NFL this year based on what he said. He said he still has that competitive, competitive itch that he wants to compete. He wants to win. He still said he loves every bit of the, he was asked, do you still love the process? Like, there's something different from loving playing on Sundays and the adrenaline versus loving what goes down in the facility Monday through Saturday, like the process of it all. He says he still loves the entire process. That does not sound like a guy who's ready to retire.
Nor does his play on the field this year show it, even though he started off slow, which has been a trend the last couple of years. Because, you know, I would imagine it's because he sits out in training camp and isn't really a participant during the preseason. So the Green Bay Packers offense have historically started off slow in the season, but typically they catch on fire at the end. And this year looked like it was slightly different because the struggles lasted a little longer than everyone expected to. But with two young wide receivers, I think things started to turn around. And I think he still got some gas left in the tank. I think that he would be a obviously perfect kind of scenario in being the Jets quarterback for next season. And with Nathaniel Hackett being hired as the offensive coordinator, it's not a secret that they were very close, and they're almost as if they were best friends in a way while he was there in Green Bay. And Hackett comes from a background that's of the West Coast variety. And you even have heard quotes from Aaron Rodgers stating how he loves the West Coast system. It's all about timing and rhythm. And he's even used the word, you know, quote unquote, beautiful to describe that system. And if the Jets are using the Hackett hiring in an attempt to try and coax Aaron Rodgers to force his way to the Jets, I'm in on that. However, I would exercise caution because it was the same type of strategy that was used in Denver when he was there. And ultimately, Rodgers did not opt to force his way to Denver. As everyone knows, it was Russell Wilson. And everyone who's a fan of the NFL knows how that turned out.
Yeah. I got two things I want to add to that really quick. The first one being, also, Aaron Rodgers with their slow start this year, he broke his thumb and tore a ligament week 5 against the Giants and played through that with the rest of the year in his throwing hand. Two, on the Hackett Hackett stuff, if you are reading some of the articles that's coming out, it sounds like, I mean, obviously everyone knows the game Denver played. They want to they wanted Hackett to get Russell Wilson to get Aaron Rodgers, and they end up with Russell Wilson. But you got to think from Hackett's perspective here for a second. This guy, arguably has had one of the most epic collapses from start to finish an inaugural NFL coach has ever had, with the most hype around him in NFL history, in recent memory at least. For him to return to coaching that quickly under the scrutiny of being the New York Jets offensive coordinator, in a job where if you don't get it right in 1 year, you're fired, and who knows when you get hired again after that, you are pretty damn certain who your quarterback's going to be this year.
Right. I don't think he's going to take the job over sitting in, you know, Bermuda somewhere, sipping on a pina colada.
Unless you know your quarterback's Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Unless you know who your quarterback is going to be. Everyone knows that the Jets don't really have a quarterback at this time. And all that the front office has been st saying is that they are hell-bent on acquiring some sort of veteran. Who that veteran is, we'll see. But this seems like a huge attempt at trying to coax Aaron Rodgers over. Obviously, you alluded to that earlier, that he is quite the unpredictable personality. And it's a fascinating situation because he does sound like he wants to keep playing. He kind of alluded to the fact that in his exit press conference at the end of the year that it seemed like he may have wanted to go elsewhere. He obviously didn't state that outright, but he kind of alluded to it, implied it in a way. So I'm just curious if this is Aaron Rodgers trying to drum up drama over the offseason like he has for the past couple of years, or if there's actual smoke to the fire. If there's fire where there's smoke, actually. Sorry, I reversed that.
So on that one thing I do want to add really quick from Pat McAfee this year, on this segment, Aaron Rodgers actually went in pretty deep lengths talking about the Jets roster and how good he thinks it is and how young he thinks it is. So
Oh,
that's
he
also
knows the
something to
Jets
consider.
roster.
Oh, he
He
knows
knows
it.
the Jets roster. He watched
But
them whoop their ass
he knows it. He
in
said
Green
it.
Bay.
He said it on live TV where he knew everyone was watching.
I mean, at this point, I feel like everyone and their grandmother knows the young players in the Jets, at least if you're paying attention to football.
Yeah, I just think it's something else
Like
to
it's not.
go out on Pat, be to be Aaron Rodgers and to go on Pat McAfee and praise that roster, knowing full well, because he was asked, "Do you know the rumors swirling around you?" And he goes, "Yeah, I've seen them." So he knows exactly what's going on. He said that for a purpose. He didn't say that blindly or ignorantly.
Usually when Aaron Rodgers speaks, it's usually with some sort of
It's
purpose
calculated.
or it's calculated. That's a great way to put it. So it's at this point, it's kind of a waiting game to see how this will shake out because obviously we've seen in the NFL prior to the official league year starting, there has been handshake deals in place where it is official on the first day of the league year. So I'm quite fascinated to see if the Jets are quick to agree to terms on a deal in place for Aaron Rodgers, especially given the fact that the Derek Carr pursuit has a time on it.
Yeah, I also think this time around it's going to be a little different because this time last year, Green Bay wanted Aaron Rodgers back. Now it's different. It seemed
It's
like
very different. You are right about that.
Green Bay, rightfully so, wants to see what they have in the quarterback they drafted in the first round 4 years ago. Jordan Love is entering his fourth NFL season this year. They declined his fifth-year option. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, no matter what, unless they franchise tag him. And if Aaron Rodgers comes back, they'll have to franchise tag him with zero career starts. I don't think that's a path they want to go down. They have young receivers, younger offensive line. I think this time they're really ready to run Jordan Love. And that's what it kind of sounds like from them. So if Rodgers wants to come back to the NFL this year, I think he'll come back as a Jet. He could just altogether retire, and that's not out of the realm of possibility. But I don't see him returning to Green Bay.
I don't think he's going to return to Green Bay either. I don't think it's a done deal that he's going to be a Jet. Obviously, there are other options out there in the AFC. There was a team that was mentioned, although I don't
Let's
know if I see them pursuing another veteran quarterback. Like,
name a few. Let's talk this through.
I mean, off the top of my head, if you're strictly talking AFC teams, which mind you, AFC is loaded with elite quarterback talent. So if you don't have that in the AFC, you're going to be desperate for it. Obviously, we're a Jets podcast, so the Jets are obviously option one. Option two is the Colts. I don't think they're going to go veteran quarterback route again,
Yeah,
but it's
agreed.
reported, so it's a viable option, quite frankly.
They're
And that
also
might
picking
be
four this year. They're picking four in the draft this year. I
right.
don't think they're gonna squander that.
And something to keep in mind is that every team has a quarterback that they love in the draft, especially if you're like top five and in a position to draft one of these top quarterbacks. If your guy isn't there anymore, or if you don't think your guy will be there and you can't make a move up the board to get him, your only other option is Aaron Rodgers, realistically.
Yeah, but you're gonna
Like
find.
if your two favorite quarterbacks in this draft, let's say, are Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, and you do not like Will Levis, you do not like Anthony Richardson, after one and two, those guys are arguably likely going to be gone at that point. And even if they aren't, I don't see them slipping much further down three or four, barring any unforeseen circumstances from the combine or anything like that in the offseason process. So it's interesting to see how teams will balance that between whether they're in position to take a young quarterback in the draft or if they have to go the veteran QB route again. And
Well, I mean, the good thing is in that sense, we have the advantage because it's January. Teams are evaluating their own players and the current free agents before getting into the draft. They don't know if they hate Will Levis or CJ Stroud enough to not take them at four if they fall there, or if they'll even be there or not. And if Aaron Rodgers, this whole stuff is not settled by April, we have a problem anyways. I think it's going to be settled before the Super Bowl.
yes, this has to be done before, way before April. Especially if it's going to be some sort of trade, because there's a lot of moving parts in this deal. There's contract restructuring that needs to be taken place. Money needs to be potentially voided in void years down the line. So there's a lot of moving parts in this kind of a deal. So I'm very fascinated to see in what kind of ways that Joe Douglas can even structure a deal, because
I'm glad you mentioned that actually, because for if Jason OTC put out a really good article about this, about what his cap hit would be if the Packers traded him for the acquiring team, it's $15 million this year, which is nothing. But Aaron Rodgers also said on Pat McAfee, kind of hinting that he would return, that if he does come back and plays for a different team, he said this in his words, that contract would have to be different.
So, meaning he wants more money than 15 million.
No, it would be restructured to make it easier for the acquiring team to get him. Because
Okay,
he's
I
not
mean
going
that
to
is
fit.
one way to interpret it, although I
Yes.
don't know if I would see him accepting 15 million a year.
No, if he gets traded, the Jets pay him $15 million. The Packers pay him 50 no matter what.
Oh, right. I
He
forgot about the
gets
Packers' dead cap hit. Right.
$60 million in cash this year. No
Man,
matter
that's a
what.
large sum of cash.
A member of the Packers, a member of the Jets, he gets $60 million in cash. No matter what.
Right.
It's probably going to be something to add on void years to lower the signing bonus, to
Yeah,
lower the cap hit.
they're gonna have to do something in terms of the restructuring of his current deal. It can't be what it currently is. Absolutely not. Now, I wonder, and I know the Falcons did this year with Matt Ryan's dead cap hit because they traded him when they really shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I feel like the Packers are just gonna take the dead cap hit for the year and just move on. It's gonna be an ugly one with the 50 million, but the Falcons did it. And honestly, given the situation, they had a pretty good year.
Yeah, I
So,
mean, I think the Packers will just bite the bullet for 1 year, but we'll see.
especially with the whole Jordan Love situation, because he's been there for 4 years now, which honestly feels like the longest 4 years of my life, tracking his career, considering he's rode the bench for all of it. But they're gonna have to figure out what they need in him.
Now,
They need to know if he's the guy.
what do you think about all those two first round pick proposals that's all over the internet?
I don't think he's going to get two first round picks in a trade.
Here's what I think. 2023 second, 2024 conditional first. The condition is that Aaron Rodgers returns for the 2024 season. And I don't care about giving up that pick because it's going to be 32 anyways. And Corey Davis. The Packers, I know this has been floated around. The Packers wanted him last year at the draft.
Yes, they had garnered interest in him last year at the trade deadline. I would be open to doing that. I think Corey Davis is a good player, but he hasn't been healthy, and he probably just needs a new environment to be in.
And you
And
also got to
quite
realize,
frankly, Alan Lazard is a free agent, but
yeah, there is.
whether he is going to be cheaper than Corey Davis remains to be the question, because as you've seen the last couple of years, this wide receiver market not only free agency, but also the draft has exploded. So not only are you going to see wide receivers being overpaid more, you're going to see wide receivers being overdrafted now. So that's
So
something to keep in mind.
something to add to that is Aaron Rodgers and Alan Lazard are very close. They've wanted to stick together. If you get Rodgers, you can kind of bet on Lazard being here because Aaron Rodgers last week on Pat McAfee, and this is also a little interesting. He never pictured his career not ending around Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, and David Bakhtiari. Those are the guys he wants to retire with.
I mean, it would be pretty nice to have David Bakhtiari, although he also has his fair share of injury
He
issues,
has his
considering
fair
he's
share of
so
injury
late in
issues.
his stage of his career.
But he's also going to be very likely to be a cap casualty by Green Bay this year.
I feel like if they're trimming fat with Aaron Rodgers, they might as well do the same with a lot of their older players too. It's time to get younger.
It's
So if you're taking that 50 million dead cap hit, you might as well trim fat everywhere else, right?
doing something like getting Rodgers is like the LeBron effect in the NBA, where all these guys, these older players, want to sign with you for cheaper in hopes of getting a title. Though that's what somebody like Cobb or Bakhtiari would be. And I think Lazard would be a perfect fit because he's what like we wanted Corey Davis to be. Regardless, he's a true X with great size, with chemistry with Rodgers, who could slide in to be the number three receiver.
Who blocks his ass off, might I add.
And wherever Aaron Rodgers goes, Randall Cobb goes, you just assume that one's happening. But he won't
Right.
cost more than $2 million anyways.
No, he won't cost a whole lot, but I feel like Aaron Rodgers would have too much fun throwing to Garrett Wilson regardless.
Yeah, he just likes having his guys there.
Absolutely. It's always good to have locker room guys. And I do want to add that he also threw in Mercedes Lewis's name to a
He did.
To, he called him a glue guy in the locker room. So I'm curious to see if he is also a guy that Rodgers wants to bring with him wherever he goes. So, I
Then.
mean, in other words, the Jets could have a whole lot of new shiny additions in preseason slash training camp time this year.
Adding some smoke to the fire here. Do you know who Kurt Benkert is? Benkert?
That is the old Packers, I want to say practice
Third
squad quarterback.
practice squad, third string quarterback. One of Aaron Rodgers' closest friends. He was the guy that when the Packers cut him, Aaron Rodgers was very vocally upset about it. Do you remember that 2 years ago?
Yes, I do.
Very vocally upset about it. He's one of Aaron Rodgers' best friends. He was very upset when Green Bay cut him 2 or 3 years ago. He was liking tweets saying he thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to New York. It's on his Twitter page.
It
He
is.
said
I
that.
mean, we are in that time of year, ladies and gentlemen, where every Jets fan on Twitter is going to be looking at all these verified accounts, likes, and retweets, and anything that they can mention about New York Jets. I mean, it's just that time of year. I mean,
Oh, I have.
we were doing this last year with what's his face with Tyreek, right? Didn't
We were. No, it
Tyreek was
wasn't
liking a
Tyreek.
bunch of
We
tweets and.
did it 2 years ago with Deshaun Watson because he was liking Jets tweets.
Deshaun Watson was in Florham Park buying a new car, right? I'm
I
pretty
have a
sure someone posted that at one point on Jets Twitter.
I have a little more smoke to add to the fire.
Keep adding smoke, dude. I'm all for it.
Josina Anderson, who's like the players reporter, right? Everyone knows her. She broke Robert Saleh to the Jets. She breaks a lot of stuff. She was basically the only link that anyone had to Odell Beckham this year. She tweeted, 2023 Jets, Hackett, Rodgers, OBJ.
I did see that.
You saw that one.
I did see that. It's kind of interesting because OBJ obviously misses New York. Like he just never was the same type of player ever since he left. And I think he kind of wants to come back, whether it's the Giants or the Jets. And quite
Yes.
honestly, I just think Aaron Rodgers coming to New York, OBJ obviously still wants to win at this stage of his career because he's tore two of his ACLs. I don't even know how old he is. He what, 31, 32? Hold on. Let me look at this.
Then once we wrap this up, I want to talk about Hackett just a little bit in isolation of Aaron Rodgers because we did hire the guy today.
Hold on. Let me just get an answer. He is 30 years old, OBJ. Well, in reality, those two torn ACLs probably tack on another 2 years to his age superficially.
Probably.
But I would. I how could any Jets fan say no to that?
Not at all. Now, I want to talk about Hackett a little bit. Obviously, what happened in Seattle is what happened in Denver this year is very notable. Some guys are just good coordinators and bad coaches. He was a coordinator on that Jacksonville team that went to the AFC title game and almost beat the Patriots. But he was responsible for in Green Bay the third down and red zone game planning.
Which might I add
Green.
is the hardest part of designing offensive plays is the red zone, just because everything is so tightly
Tight.
compact.
So in the past, Green Bay has been one of the best red zone teams in the NFL. this year. They were one of the worst along with the Jets. One of the running themes on Twitter this year was that neither LaFleur brothers can call plays in the red zone. And a large part of that was because Hackett wasn't there. And in Denver, Hackett's scheme relies run heavy and throwing in the middle of the field. Russ, basically, the reports are saying from Connor Hughes, Russ came into Denver and just said, I have no interest in like doing certain things of the scheme and just didn't do them. So, I mean, Hackett wasn't good. The play calling wasn't good, but like there were clips all year of guys being wide open, just screaming at Russell Wilson for not getting on the ball. That also did happen. It's not all Hackett.
It certainly isn't all Hackett. There is blame on him to be held, however. Although
Absolutely.
I do want to say that just the fit of Russell Wilson did not exactly fit Hackett's type of scheme, where Hackett's a West Coast system. I alluded earlier that it's a very timing heavy and rhythm based offense, and that's not really Russell Wilson's game. Russell Wilson likes to hold on to the ball. He wants to make stuff happen. Kind of sounds similar to Zach Wilson, although Zach Wilson is just a whole lot worse than Russell Wilson. But it wasn't really a fit. And Hackett, I guess, just didn't have the capability to adapt his system to what Russell Wilson could do well or wanted to do, which again is another con to Nathaniel Hackett, because he hasn't really shown the ability to adapt his scheme to what the players that he has are able to do well. But in terms of calling whatever play is in his structure, I mean, I think he's pretty average at the end of the day. His resume as a coordinator is, if you look at it at a quick glance, is kind of mediocre. However, a lot of his years, especially in Buffalo, he was calling plays for backup level quarterbacks or quarterbacks that didn't belong in the NFL. I mean, you had EJ Manuel, Jeff Toole, I think. There was Kyle Orton. Like, a lot of these names aren't exactly inspiring or inspire any confidence in a play caller. So, as always, you just want to have the full context of what he was and what he could be in New York as a play caller. And quite frankly, I don't think I want to pass judgment on this hire until I see who the quarterback is. And the
Agreed.
reason I say that is because the quarterback needs to fit what Nathaniel Hackett is doing. And if the Jets go out and get a, I don't even know if they get, let's say the miracle happens and Lamar Jackson happens, it wouldn't be good, to say the least, because Lamar kind of has that same similar play style where he holds onto the ball, runs around, doesn't play with rhythm really. So it needs to be judged on with the full picture. So at this point, really, it's the Hail Mary, the big hope. It's that Aaron Rodgers is going to be in green and white and not green and yellow, this upcoming football season.
Also, something that we were actually pretty adamant about, and that could help the problems you just listed, is that Robert Saleh said today they're still intending on hiring a senior offensive assistant to go with Hackett.
Which kind of intrigues me, because I'm not really entirely sure what kind of names are being suggested and like looked into at all. Like, I don't know who they've interviewed. I don't know what kind of names are available. Everything on that topic has been very hush hush. I don't think we're going to even hear until it's announced on who the offensive assistant is going to be, that senior guy in the room. Quite honestly, a part of me wishes that the Jets, I know this sounds crazy, hired another up and comer, I feel like one of the young offensive assistants in Philly would have been worth a deeper look. However, I don't think I can be mad, because even if they did hire an up and comer, I would want a senior guy in the room regardless. So I'm very interested to see what this senior offensive assistant is going to be.
In a nutshell, if you get Aaron Rodgers out of this, it's a good hire. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, at the end of the day, you can't argue with a future Hall of Fame quarterback coming to the New York Jets late in his career and doing his best to win it all again. I mean, you just gotta hope and pray that it doesn't end up like 2008, where Brett Favre got hurt when the Jets were 9-3.
Yep. People talk about that year like it was bad. It wasn't bad. They were 8-3 with Brett Favre. Brett Favre was like the MVP front runner at the time. They were a top five team in the NFL. He fell apart and they finished 9-7 because the Jets forced him to play with torn biceps. And that's why he left New York after a year because he didn't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was watching the Jets versus 49ers game later in that season, and he couldn't even throw a slant to his tight end. It was just that bad. I mean, just watching that, you can just see it, you could just see that he wasn't right. And I guess he kind of was he kind of was justified in leaving the Jets because he immediately went to the NFC Championship game later that year with the Vikings. Unfortunately, lost due to the Bounty Gate game, but
Yep, but we still got a lot of waiting to do here.
a lot of waiting. We just need to hope that Aaron Rodgers does happen for Jets fans and that we can actually watch good offensive football this upcoming
Oh,
season.
it would be fun. It would be very fun.
It's no secret that any game with the Jets when the offense was actually putting up points were the most fun to watch. I mean, Cleveland, even though they were down for most of that game, they were still putting up points and it was still a good watch. Just I can't do these week 18 Jets versus Dolphins type of game or the Jets versus Patriots where they can't do anything. We need to score some points, and Aaron Rodgers would be a big step towards that. And if hiring Nathaniel Hackett means we get Aaron Rodgers, then so be it. But if not, man, the Jets better hope they got this
Man,
hire right. They better
it'll
hope.
look bad. It'll look bad.
It would not look good. I can guarantee you that. And for what it's worth, I don't think Derek Carr would be the worst fit with Nathaniel
I agree.
Hackett calling plays
I agree.
because it's another West Coast system. Derek Carr does
That's
do well in that. So it's not all lost. But again, like we've said earlier, if the Jets can't land Aaron Rodgers, if they can't land Derek Carr, and obviously Lamar is the ultimate wild card where I would put him getting moved at maybe like 5%, 10% maybe. The Jets
Yeah,
are in
I mean,
deep, deep
well,
trouble.
we're gonna find out these answers in 2 weeks, so we'll have more then.
And we will have much more to discuss at that
Oh
point.
yeah, absolutely.
Hussein, do you have any other points or remarks that you would like to add?
I do not.
Well, at that point, guys, we are going to call it quits on this episode of the Rebus and Butthead podcast with me and Hussein as the co-hosts. We hope that you enjoyed listening to this full episode where we give an update on who was hired as the Jets offensive coordinator. Please follow our Twitter page at Rebus underscore Butthead. Please comment, like, interact with us. We love talking football with everyone. And we hope to see you in the next episode. Peace out, guys.
See you later, homies.